Our top stories this hour. Police are investigating the deaths of two French tourists at a popular diving site on the Great Barrier Reef. The man and woman, aged in their 70s, both suffered heart attacks while snorkeling near Cairns. They were pulled from the water but could not be revived. Labor's foreign policy spokeswoman Penny Wong wants a reassessment of Australia's alliance with the United States because of uncertainty over President-elect Donald Trump's foreign policy. She says the alliance retains bipartisan support, but the election of Mr. Trump marked a change point. Bill Shorten played down the comments, emphasising the importance of the alliance. Malcolm Turnbull has added his voice to those warning of a household debt risk. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe has called on Australians to build their savings as a protection against economic shock. He says while many households are ahead in their mortgage repayments, more cuts in official interest rates are unlikely. Russia has resumed its bombing campaign in Syria using planes from its aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean. Moscow says the offensive is aimed at the Islamic State group and al-Qaeda-linked rebels in the provinces of Idlib and Homs. The US State Department has condemned the bombing, saying it had reports that civilian targets had been hit.